Hiya, it's the second episode of Three Strikes with me, Lizzie Doyle, and joining me on today's episode is Neil Atkinson, Gareth Roberts and Ben Johnson. So if you didn't hear the first three strikes, the premise is we have three topics and we have three guests and we've got 45 minutes to go through them. So whatever's happening in the world, whatever's going on in the world of football, we're going to have a nice big chat and discussion about it. And quite fitting as Ben was the substitute for today's show, he was our super sub, he was our David Fairclough. The first topic I wanted to speak about, because I don't think we've really touched on it, it's sort of gone quite quietly, is about the five sub rule and the fact that we are all back to normal. So obviously, Ben, post lockdown, we're told when the football comes back, we're getting five subs, the match day squad's going to 20, and it's to do with the, obviously it's to do with fitness, but to do with the congestion of fixtures as well. And now they've took it back to three subs, and I think seven Premier League teams voted for the five. So what do you think about the five subs? Do you think it should have been carried on for this season because how busy the fixtures are, or are you happy with it going back to the way it was?
I think there's arguments for both, if I'm honest. I think the fixture congestion will make it more logical that you should have been able to carry out the five. And I think I can sort of also understand the rationale behind the people who voted for it. I think it's interesting to look at who voted for it. I think it was the top six and another one.
Brighton.
And I do think there's an advantage to be gained. If you've got more better players, then you can impact a game if you need to late on by having more strength and depth off the bench. In relation to the actual sort of logistics and the impact of five subs on a game, I thought it made it quite bitty, if I'm honest. I thought it changed the premise. That coupled with the quarter time break just changed the whole premise of footy. So that it was almost a slightly different game. More so the half time in half time or whatever it was, the quarter break where you have a little drink. It changed the flow of the game of footy. But I think the five subs also impacted it. Substitutes, you've seen it on Saturday, Liverpool make a change. Saturday just gone, Liverpool make a change, take Henderson off, can see the goal because they're not switched on. I think if you're making two, three, four changes over the period of 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it can have a massive impact on how the game plays out. Both sides are doing it. And I know there's limitations on how many subs you could do and when you could do them and all that, but I just thought it impacted on the flow of the game. And ultimately, I'm not that bothered, really. not for any other reason than, Liverpool and the bigger clubs trying to get an advantage by having five subs. But also, Liverpool and the bigger clubs will naturally have an advantage by not having five subs, because when you can't change players every week, and you can't make as many changes, players will get more, you get injured more. The bigger clubs with the bigger squads will be able to cope because they can change game by game. So ultimately, the advantage is with the big clubs either way. And all I'm interested in is Liverpool being the best, and I couldn't give one shit about the competitive nature of the Premier League or the unfair advantage. I'd take every unfair advantage going for Liverpool to win every game, mate.